The Rambam in Perik Beis, Halacha Beis of Hilchas Kiddush HaChodesh, says, Din Torah she medagdikim beidus HaChodesh, when the Torah were not medagdik with the Eidim in the interrogations, to be medagdik with all the bedikas, we'll only keep it to a minimum of what's required al pidin. Right, with other Eidusen, we try to be marbe bedikas, just to make sure that their testimony is consistent. Here we're just not, we don't try to do more than what's essentially and critically required. What's the reason? Don't we want the Eidus to be verified 100% that we know that what they're saying is true? Said Rambam, no, because by Kiddush HaChodesh is a din, afile shekidshu HaChodesh al pi Eidim v'nimtzu zeimimin. Let's say they brought Eidim and there was zeimimin be'eidizu. So it's not the pshat that if there's zeimimin, then the whole Kiddush HaChodesh is bottled because it turns out that the Eidim are false. No, but when the Kiddush HaChodesh is a din, that even if Beis Din was Bekadosh HaChodesh, and it turns out that the witnesses that they relied on for this Kiddush HaChodesh, and being false witnesses, it's still Mekudosh. The Kiddush HaChodesh is valid. This is based on what the Rambam says, as you all the Mefarshim say, later in the end of the Perik. That is a pasuk. Atem afilat mezidin, afilat shegigin, afilat mutim, afilat anusim. That even if Beis Din made a mistake in the calculations, they erred in their assessment of when the Rosh Chodesh should be, and then they realized their mistake. It remains after the fact, ex post facto. We don't change what they decided. So based on that, the Rambam says, if Eidim Zeimim came and Beis Din relied on them, it was Mekadosh HaChodesh, then it turns out that they're false witnesses. We don't change the Kiddush HaChodesh, we leave it as it is. Based on that other pasuk, Atem Filamutin. Now, why is the Rambam bringing the din of Eidim Zeimim? And if he wants to tell us, you don't have to be medactic by Eidim HaChodesh, because anyways, even if there's an error, the Kiddush HaChodesh will still be valid, then he should bring, because we see afila mutin, afila nusim, which is a mefurish pasuk. We learn it's a gemara. We learn from a pasuk, afila nusim, afila mutim, afila shogigin. So that's why we don't have to be medakta kiddush achodesh, because even if they're wrong, and Beis Din was being misled, it's still like good kiddush. So that's why we don't have to be medakta. But the emes is that the end of the perik, which talks about mutin and anusim, we learn from a pasuk atem. The you, afila mutim, afila nusim, is not a raya necessarily that im dagdikin leketchila, that you don't have to leketchila be that careful and meticulous about your interrogations of the witnesses. Why? Because it could be b'di'evit, you made a mistake, it's unfortunate, and it's definitely not ideal, and definitely the Torah doesn't want it, doesn't like it, but b'di'evit it's chal. We find a mishal tmura, the yom yirenu. It's a love in the Torah to make tmura. But if you do it, it works. But the yevad, it's done. There are a number of things in Torah that, like at chila, you can't do it, and the Torah doesn't want you to do it. It's also afilah to do it. But if you did it, it's fine. It's but the yevad, it's done. If it's only in from the yevad, how do we learn from that? Because by the yevad, if Beis Din was mekadosh the chodesh on an erroneous basis, and it turns out that the error was there, after they already said Mekudosh, then we don't reverse it. That's not a raya that leketchila ain't medagdikin. Could be the opposite. We have to be medagdik, because Torah doesn't want such a mistake to happen. If you already did it, it would be Mekudosh, and it's the wrong day. But the Kiddush is chal. So you have to be careful. I mean, what's the raya, because of mutin, that leketchila it's not, it is ain't medagdikin. So the Rambam brings from Eidim Zeimimin. He doesn't bring the general klal which Eidim Zeimimin is based on. Atem Mutin, Atem Shegigin, he brings the Dafka, the case of Eidim Zeimimin, as a smuchin, as a juxtaposition to this concept that Eim Medag Dekim Eidus HaChidush. Now, there is a din in the Gemara that Kasha Zomam Lasois, as when Eidim Zomim came, Eidim came and testified about somebody, Reuven killed Shimon. Then two Eidim come and they mazim them. Then in Eidim Nas Zomim, Achi Gomar Adin Al Piyim. The Zomim is only Chal, they get only punished, the first Eidim, if the Gomar Adin already happened. If the Eidim say, the second set of Eidim, who mazim them, come before the Gemara Din, then they don't get punished. Now, another din is that we only punish the Eidim if the Hazama happened after Gemara Din, but before the Bezdin executed the Psak Din. If they already executed the Psak Din, Kasha Zama, but the Kasha Rasa, then we still don't punish the Eidim. Now, first is a general question. It is a Chodesh. Is there a Zama Shaykh there? Where is Shaykh Hazama by Eidim Zayman? In the Dinidach, Eidim Shat Yochal Hazima, if you're not Shaykh to do Hazama, then it's not a Kosher Eidus. So if you have one of Kosher Eidus, a Chodesh, they have to be subject to the Din Hazama. What's Shaykh Hazama here? So the Pasha is the law from Reisana, like we see in the Mishnah by Ben Gerusha Ben Chalutza, the first Mishnah in Makis, that they get Malkus instead of Hazama because it's not Shaykh to give them Hazama, as the Gemara explains there. So the same thing here. They'll get Malkus instead. So that's considered Hazama. According to one Pshat and Tosfos, that'll be considered Hazama. So it is Hadyuch Hazim because they get Malkus. Now the question is, but if you get only a punishment, Hazama, the punishment of Kash Hazama is only if it's after Gemar Din, but before the execution of the Din. After the Gemar Din, Yidach Shem Mekudesh. It said it's already the execution of the Din. How is Shaykh Kasha Zama Valoi Kasha Rosa? There's never a Chi of Malkus because there's never a Din Azama here because you can't do it before the Pesach Din, before the Gemar Din. The Gemar Din is the Mekudesh. Then it's already Kasha Rosa. It's already became Mekudesh. So when is there a state after Gemar Din before the Kasha Rosa? So in Milchus Chinuch it says that Gemar Din can be even better than the size we should make that day Rosh Chodesh. And the Mekudesh is when they verbally decide, as the Rambam says, the Bezdin has to verbally announce and declare Mekudesh, Mekudesh, Mekudesh. So before that, they can decide about a day. As the Rambam says clearly, even if Bezdin decided on the 30th day, still before sundown, and they already decided that this day is Rosh Chodesh, they had witnesses and interrogated them and everything is good, and they're ready to declare Rosh Chodesh, and by the time they got around to declare Rosh Chodesh and say Mekudesh, the word verbally announced Mekudesh, it was sunset. It was already the 31st, then it's not Mekudesh. So that's the pshat. Eidim Zayim, what Shaykh HaZama, when is Shaykh HaZama Eid is a Chodesh? After the Bezdin decides that this day should be Rosh Chodesh, before the Mekadesh the Chodesh. Now, if the din was that, if we didn't have the Pasuk of Mutin, the Bezdin, once the Bezdin said Mekudesh, even if it was based on an error, it remains Kaddish. That means that if there's an error, we would reverse it. Now, in that case, the fact that Bezin says Mekudesh is not considered Kasher Rosa because it's reversible. If Torah says that you can reverse an erroneous decision of Mekudesh, then it's not Kasher Rosa. V'arayit, Satoisus and Baba Kama, that by Bdina Mominis, we don't say Kasher Rosa. There's no mitzis of Kasher Rosa. Why? Because any time Bezdin paskins wrongly based on a testimony, and then there's Eidim Zayim that mazim the first Eidim. Let's say Bezdin said that Bezdin paskin based on the testimony of witnesses that Reuven is chayv money to Shimon, and they in Kasher Rosa they made him pay, and he paid. Right? They executed the psak. But by money you can just bring the money back. So it's not shaykh to call it Kasher Rosa because the money can be reversed. With death, you can't say, I'm going to bring the person alive. So it's a done deal. That's called Kasher Rosa. But anyway, anytime you can just reverse it, it's not going to say Kasher Rosa. So here too, if the din was that if Bezdin finds out that the Eidim were false, then even if they said Mekudesh, we reverse the Kedusha, it's not considered Kasher Rosa. We'll still give them Malkus, we'll do the din Azam on them. Why? Because it's reversible. Just like we did in Bominus. But now that we say that Mutin, I feel a Mutin and I feel it in Shagigin, it becomes Rosh Chodesh. So it's irreversible. So now he has a din from Kasher Rosa. In Memela, that means that the Eidim would not get Malkus in that case because there's no din Azama here. Because Kasher Zama was Kasher Rosa. It's irreversible. Now, the Ramban says in Parshas Shoftim, what is the reason for Kasher Zama v'lo Kasher Rosa? It's a famous Ramban. Ramban gives there two reasons It's, it logically doesn't make sense. When they want to kill him, but they haven't succeeded to get the bezin to kill him, then we punish them. And if not, we don't punish them. If already he was executed, then we don't punish them. It doesn't make sense. So Ramban gives a whole svara there. That in essence, we know there's a klal that the Eibush, the Elokim Nitzav Badas Keil, the Eibush that supports the Bezdin and ensures that Bezdin wouldn't chas v'shalom make a mistake. As long as the Bezdin is a legitimate Bezdin and they follow the right procedure and the Yireh Shamayim and they know the halachas and they follow everything that the Torah, the methodology of paskening. So a human error is possible. So the Eibush says that I will be there to give Siyata Deshmaya special assistance that there won't be an error, right? The Ramban says there, like Abba Misad, the Eibush wouldn't allow an innocent person to be killed by Bezdin. It must be that it's Chayiv Misa Be'emes. Be'emes, the Ramban says the same thing by earlier in Dvarim. Says the Ramban, you can't deviate from the Pesach of Sanhedrin, even if you think they're mistaken. Why, says the Ramban? Because the Emes is that the Bezdin, the Sanhedrin, has a special siyur mil milo that the Eibush will not abandon them to mistakes. That if they give a psak and they used everything to their disposal in a proper way, it will be the right psak. And we have to accept it as such. And this is why, says the Ramban, the Edom don't get killed if the Bezdin already killed the Nidin based on their testimony, even though now we know that they're false Edim. Because, but if the fact that it was, that it got so far with the Edim, that we only found out that they're false Edim after the person was already killed, where you can't reverse it, it must be that the guy is guilty of death, therefore we don't kill them. Now, there's two ways to learn the Ramban in the Achrenim. The Rabbi Bechaya actually seems to think that the Ramban is saying not that we think the Edom are probably saying the truth. It's because he was killed, maybe Takei didn't commit that murder that the Edom testified against him. But the fact that he was killed by Bezdin must be his chayiv misa for other reasons. But the Lashon HaRamban is mashmi differently. He says, is a raya she'edus ha'rishenim emes amru. Not mamish the Lashon, but this is what the gist of what he's saying. He's saying the words that, because he was killed, the Eibush allowed the Bezdin to kill an innocent person. It's not shaykh. It must be that the witnesses, what they said is true. Hitaka did it. In other words, what the Ramban probably means, the whole din of Edim is a chiddush. Why should we believe the second Edim and not the first? Why is this almost so different than Akosha? The two, it's a two against two. That's a chiddush of the Torah, that we believe the second set of Edim. Here that we see that Bepoel, somebody actually got killed by Bezdin based on the testimony of the first witnesses. So that proves that here there's no, here we rely on their testimony. We don't have a real chochal pisechal that they're false. It's just a chiddush of the Torah. So here the Torah says no. If you see the Bepoel that the guy is killed, is a raya that what they said is true. That means according to this pshat and Ramban, which some achrin have learned azui is mashmi loshon Ramban. It is not a raya for that, because as this Fasemis brings in his Sefer Likutim on Torah, a gewaldig kasha. If we're going to say that the Pshat in Ramban is that because he was killed in the end, can you sign that he was killed falsely? They killed an innocent person. It must be the Bavoyna Meis. He probably committed another aver, and the Eibushter wanted to kill him. So the Eibushter used the Bezdin that they would be misled by the Edim, but really they were carrying out Hashem's will. Good, but the Edom still testified falsely. They should be killed. V'horaya, we have a din in the Gemara. Shnayim roim ha'isa b'chalein zeh. Two completely separate set of Edom, they're not mitztarev. They're separate kitei Edom. The din is that they're not mitztarev. So if one cut of Edom is being nizam, they became Edom zemimin, we killed them. The other cut of Edom is still trustworthy because they weren't nizam. So we still killed the Nidin because of the second cut of Edim that did not become Zeimimin. And the second cut of Edim that became Zeimimin also get killed. So both the Nidin, the defendant, and the Edim that testified against are both getting killed. Hagam, he gets killed anyways, by Voinai Meis. And nevertheless, he killed the Edim. The Harayim, they had something that they testified falsely. even if the guy is guilty. But they didn't know that. They were liars. For that alone, for the lie, they get misa. So here you're saying because Bezim Bepoel killed, he's a raya that what? That he deserves it. No good, but the Edim is still false Edim. They lied. So is a raya a little bit from that? I mean, that's for Semes gives the Rashtikal Teretz, but it's a doichik, it's not mashmin the Loshen HaRamban. So it seems more like other Mephoshim say, I say for Nachlas Yankiv, and when, a little before Rabbi Kiva Eger, there's a Sefer Al HaTorah. And he says that L'chayre, the Pshat in Ramban is that because the guy ended up being killed, is a raya that we accept the first item, that they said truth. The shaila would be, what would be if, after, can they testify in the next case? Are they considered Eide Sheker or not? If we learn Pshat in Ramban the way the Nachlas Yankiv learns, then they're true witnesses. We accept their testimony. That we sin sila lochitz that way. Anyways, but be as it may, according to the Ramban's Pshat, if we learn Pshat in Ramban, that the fact that it's Kasha Osa, they already killed him. We assume that the Edim are true, are saying the truth, and here the Chiddush of the Torah, that we believe the second Edim doesn't apply, then what comes out, let's say in the case of Kiddush HaChiddush, we say that if the Bezna already was Mekadosh the Chedesh, it's not reversed. And we say that's Kasher Osa, because you can't reverse it anymore, as we said before. And then the Eden would not get Malkus for Leisane, because there's no Kasher Zobim here. It's Kasher Osa already. But here the logic of the Ramban doesn't apply, L'chayra. The Ramban's argument, why Kasher Osa, we don't do the Nazama, is because we say that the fact that the Eibishter let it happen must be that they're saying the truth. But here the Torah tells us mefurish, I feel a mutin. It doesn't have to be the truth. That the Kiddush HaChiddush happens even if it's b'diyavad, even if it was mistaken, it clearly erroneous. It not only ate them, if we know for sure it was a mistake, they made a mistake, a clear mistake. But ate them, we don't know. Maybe the second, the first ate them are true. But we're talking about mutin, mamish, they made a mistake. And nevertheless, it's mekudosh. So what are you going to say? That the fact that it happened, it must be that the Edom are true. No, the Torah says, Ifelamutin, Zishkaraya. They're still false witnesses, but it's Ifelamutin, because even if Mutin, you make it Kiddush HaChiddush. On the other hand, you can argue the Svar of the Ramban, even here. Why? Because the Etzim, if we learn Pshat, the Mutin is a Inyan Shlili. Torah says it's a mistake. But b'diavad, you already said, Mekudosh, it happens. Right? It happens. Much to our dismay, say Gevorn, it's not appropriate. It's not what we wanted. It became, by de facto, it became Kaddish the day. Then the Shaila remains. If you were the Ebsi Glass Abez and commit something which is not appropriate, so Hanil Elkim Nitzubadas Kale. Right, in the Mishpat Alekimu, and then with all the Inyanim, the Ramban discusses there that Kliyat Zigrosh, that the Eibishter helps the best. She must be, says the Rambam here, that I'm saying it, but they're pilpul. It's not the Pshat, the Mutin is a bediyevedik thing. Not only b'diyevet, it's a dover shlili. Torah says leketchila that if it's mutin, leketchila you need edim, and the edim had to be interrogated v'chulu. But there's no din that you have to be medactic on the edim, because we see that the Torah is telling us that that's not the main basis for Kiddush HaChiddush. The main Kiddush is that the Bezdin decides that it should be Mekudosh. And even if it's Mut'in, it's also Mediyavad Mekudosh. Not because they misspoke and now it happened. And ex post facto, you can't reverse this. Our hands are tied. It's not our hands are tied. The Iker Kiddush HaChiddush is through Bezdin. The Edim is secondary in a way. they're actually shittes rishonim, that even if we don't have edim, if bezin look at b'diavad b'chlal without edim, they just said mekudesh achodesh based on a cheshbon, like we do today, it would be mekudesh. Even Mizman HaMikdash, Mekadosh HaPioriyah, if they ignored the Edim, they didn't wait for Edim, they just on their own decided to make Chosh Chodesh when the Cheshbon came out. So the Ramban says, and other Rishonim say, that I don't know if the Rambam believes that, because the Rambam seems to be very strong, he said that Bezna is the same Kodesh. But the idea that this is not the main basis, it's not the witnesses seeing, this is not the main thing. That's why Ein Bedaktikin B'zeh. The Rambam brings the raya for that from Edim Zaymimin. Because otherwise, right? Otherwise, then it would have been, how could the Torah allow the Edim to mislead the Bezdin? And Bezdin do something which the Ketchil is not desirable. Do something hapach which the Torah wants. And nevertheless, the Yerushalmi says, Ein Bedaktikin, because of Edim Zaymin, even if the Edim Zaymin come, but the Avodah is Mekudesh. He says, the Rambam is Masber, that the Edim Zaymin is a Raya, the Edim Zaymin is the basis for this concept of Ein Bedaktikin. The Din as Mutin, Afila Mutin, Afila Shoygin, is not a Raya, the Ein Bedaktikin. It's only B'diavad. Like, it's definitely, we don't want it. But the fact that by Edim Zaymin we see that Edim could be considered lying, even though the outcome of their testimony was already fait accompli, cannot be reversed. We should chayra steer it to what Torah says by kasher zomer and kasher rosa. When it's kasher rosa, it's hard to accept that the Ebesha would allow Bezin to be misled. Here Torah says yes. It's because the ketchila, the Torah is not relying so much on re'ir, but the ikir is the kiddush of Bezin.